Blog Talk Radio.
My weenies can talk in a special way. There are some things they help me say. Hello, come here, is it okay? Nice to meet you, how are you today?
Welcome to WeeHands Radio. Learn to connect with your baby, toddler, and preschool child. I'm your host, Sarah Bingham. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the WeeHands Radio Show. I am Sarah Bingham, the founder of WeeHands and the author of the Baby Signing Book. Thank you for tuning in. We are all about helping parents connect with their babies and learn more about language development. And today, I'm going to answer one of the questions that we frequently get asked is, how on earth do I get my baby to sign back to me? Many parents learn to sign for milk or more or eat when they start signing with their baby. I just did an introduction to baby sign language class yesterday at a wonderful parenting center in Oakville, Ontario. And when I asked everybody if they knew anybody any signs, some people knew the alphabet from brownies or Girl Guides years ago, or some of them were starting with the signs for milk or more or even finished. So you might see other parents using these signs, and some of the early baby sign language books recommended starting with just three. They recommended starting with milk, more, and eat. And the big question at this point that many parents ask is, how on earth do I get my baby to sign back with me? So starting signs are based on your baby's needs, such as signs for milk. Sometimes when I'm doing big consumer shows, parents will come up and ask me, I need to ask you a question, but please do not sign milk, because their babies recognize the sign and they'll throw themselves into a nursing position in the middle of a convention center, and the moms may not want to do that at that point in time. But signs that are really based on your baby's needs, like milk, eat, more, sleep, and diaper change. And you can visit our website, WeeHands.com, and we've got an online dictionary that you can learn those signs. It's hard to teach you those signs during a podcast because they are visual. As well, our website is WeeHands.com. And we have our diaper change song on our homepage, so that's a great thing to look at. Some parents and caregivers start signing with their baby with signs that represent items that are of interest to the baby, like cat or light. You definitely know when parents have a cat at home, because I'm always being asked the sign for cat. And then I immediately teach the sign for gentle. So you can start with things that your baby is really interested in. Others begin with basics like teaching the signs for mommy and daddy, and that's completely okay. I had one grandma in a class told me she was only going to keep going with the sign for grandma. So she was only going to sign grandma, grandma, grandma to her granddaughter until her granddaughter signed it back. The signs that you choose to start with when you're signing with your baby is completely up to you. I do suggest that you begin with a few signs that represent really motivating things as well as frequently occurring activities. Maybe start with motivating signs such as milk, dog, fan, if you have a fan in the house, and more. And then add signs for activities that you do each and every day with your baby. For example, sleep, eat, change, bath, and play. Those are pretty standard activities that you do every day and repetitively with your baby. Now, I do have to qualify the sign for sleep. There is no guarantee that signing the sign for sleep over your baby's face will make them go to sleep. Trust me, I've tried it. If it works for you, definitely email me or find me on Twitter and I can give you kudos for that, because I'll be very impressed. So you've got a list of signs to start with. Now, what do you do? You've got a list of about 3 to 5 signs for really motivating things for your baby and 3 to 5 signs for things that happen really frequently throughout the day with your baby. It's always best to try to use the sign while you're saying the word. Always say it and sign it before, during, and after an activity, every time you do that activity. But give yourself a little bit of a break, because sometimes you're going to forget. Sometimes life is just going to be too fast that you don't remember, and sometimes you're just going to be too tired completely okay. Try to say and sign it before, during, and after an activity. For example, when you use a sign for milk, so before, say the word milk and show the sign for milk, and I'm doing it right now, if you can see this. Say the word and show the sign for milk before it's time to give your baby milk. During, then once your baby is nursing or getting a bottle, say the word for milk and show the sign while they're drinking and gazing up into your eyes with loving looks. Do this a few times during the activity. Say, oh, you're drinking milk, and show the sign for milk. You could do that a couple of times. And that association between that movement and the concept of what your baby knows as milk will develop quickly. And then after. So you're going to sign the words before, during the activity, and after. When the activity is finished, this is a great time to show the sign for milk again and pair it with a sign for finished. And again, you can check out our website, wehands.com, to find those signs. Remember, always say the word when you sign it. Unless your baby is sleeping and you are signing to your preschooler to be quiet while baby is napping. So you want to start with a few signs and be consistent. As with any parenting strategy that you'll use, consistency is really important. Try and to remember to use the starting signs you've chosen each and every time they can be shown based on your daily activities. Consistency is really important, but don't be too hard on yourself. This is the time when you're learning new skills, new routines, and things may change every 3 or 4 months. You may be feeling really anxious. You may be really tired. Okay, you are really tired, very tired. Remember that nobody's perfect. Just remember to sign as much as you can. Use the list of signs that you've chosen for your baby and to be as consistent as you can. Another question that we get asked is, how will I know if my baby is understanding me and understanding what I sign to him or her? You've got your list of starting signs. You're showing these signs to your baby before, during, and after activities related to those signs as consistently as you can. So how can you tell if your baby is understanding what you're doing? Most babies will sign back to you between 9 and 11 months of age, but even before then, he may understand what you signed to him. I'm just thinking of my little Joshua 14 years ago, almost 15 years. Even if your little one doesn't sign back to you immediately between the ages of 9 and 11 months and prior to that, after about 2 weeks of you signing consistently to your baby, he may start showing you that he understands some of what you say and sign to him. So how can you tell? I want you to watch his eyes. Do they light up with excitement when you're signing? Does he seem to kick his feet and move his hands in anticipation? Perhaps you're signing milk and it's almost that time he's getting a little hungry. So he's starting to show you that he can understand, okay, she's signing, she's doing that milk movement with her hands, and I love milk and I want milk right now, so I'm getting excited. If the sign you are using is related to food, like milk, does he start moving his tongue and his lips? Signs of understanding can be really that simple and really that truly exciting. Exciting for you and exciting for your baby. To go from understanding to using signs is another step. And it may take a couple of weeks. It may take a couple of months. Every baby is absolutely different. After understanding a language comes expression. I've taken Italian 101 three times, I think. My understanding of Italian is so much better, and it's still not that good, than my ability to express myself in Italian. So understanding comes first. After your baby has learned to understand a few signs, you may notice him signing back between about 9 and 11 months of age. Every baby's different, but especially if you've chosen a starting list of signs that are really, really motivating to your baby. My son's first sign was at 9 months of age. His second sign came along 3 weeks later. His third sign came along 3 weeks after that. His fourth, fifth, and sixth sign came 2 weeks apart. And then there was about a week between his seventh, eighth, ninth, and tenth sign. And then it just got days between and almost hours between the signs once he was a toddler. So that's roughly just over 4 months to learn 10 words. Between the ages of 9 and 13 months of age. And that's amazing. After his first 10 words, his language seemed to explode. And children, when they're learning language, will have what's called a language explosion after learning 10 words, whether it's using 10 words vocally, 10 spoken words that they're using, or 10 sign words. They just start learning quicker and quicker. So by the time my Joshua was about 18 months of age, he had a total of 20 words and 60 signs that he used expressively. He was able to understand a lot more, but that's 80 expressive words that he was using. And I think that's just amazing. So to get started, we've created an easy getting started sign poster that you can use with your baby. You can subscribe to our newsletter. You can go to our website, wehands.com, to subscribe to our newsletter, and it'll get sent to you automatically. And it's got 8 signs that you can start with. And what I recommend you do is that poster will be sent to you with as a PDF. So you can print it off as many times as you want. You can share it with other people as well. Print off a copy for your fridge, post it on there so everybody accessing food in your house will be able to see it and start learning those signs. Print off another copy and put it on the wall above your baby's diaper change area so that you can be reminded to sign during those times as well. And if your baby is eating or old enough to sit in a high chair, print off another copy and post it on the wall behind your baby's high chair so that you can see the signs when you're feeding and interacting with baby during mealtime. That's it for this week. I want to thank you for joining us. We are here every Wednesday around 1 o'clock. Let me know if you've got any questions. I want to thank you for joining us. And remember, you can always follow WeHands on Twitter. We are there daily, so if you have any questions regarding your baby's signing and language development, please let me know. You can also visit our website, wehands.com. If you have any questions that you'd like to talk about baby sign language or child development, please email me at info@wehands.com. Since 2001, WeHands has been a leading children's sign language and language development program delivered through fun and interactive classes, lots of music, and lots of signs. In 2014, WeHands became a part of Morneau Chapelle's Children's Support Solutions, and that's an organization that provides health-centered and educational services to children with differences to help them reach their potential. We're all out of time this week, but I want to thank you for joining me. And until next time, I'm Sarah Bingham, WeHands founder and author of the Baby Signing Book. Bye-bye, everybody. Have a great week.